This week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak. I want to dedicate this for Fushlima, for Rivka Chana Bas Tzipora, Navadina Bas Sterna, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. So I'll have a Rufushlima. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak, where we talk about the Torah introduces us to Bilam HaRasha and the fact that Balak reaches out, Midian, Moav get together, and they are looking to stop the Jewish people. They're concerned because they see that they were able to defeat Sichon and Og. And so they're concerned, and they enlist Bilam HaRasha because they understand that what they need to do here in order to counter the Jewish people is the power of the Jewish people is in their mouth, in their ability to speak. And so therefore they're going to enlist Bilam, who has that power to help them counter the Jewish people. It happens to be also this Sunday is Shavuos Vatamuz. We start the 3-week period, and it is the time when it starts, the first historical event that occurs on the 17th of Tammuz is the breaking of the tablets. Moshe comes down after receiving the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and he sees the Jewish people as they are worshiping the golden calf, and they're dancing around it. And when he sees this, he breaks the tablets. And so that is the first event, that negative thing that happens on the 17th of Tammuz. And from then on, and there are multiple things that occur on the 17th of Tammuz. Now, is there a connection between these two things, the idea of Parshas Balak and Bilam, and the breaking of the Luchot? So just as a quick connect, we see at the end of the Torah that when Hashem is talking about Moshe, and so it says that Moshe was 120 when he dies, and the Jewish people cried for him. At the end of the Torah, it says, "Lokam Navi Od Yisrael Kemoshe." Never again did there arise in Israel a prophet like Moshe. And so they explain that it's true that within the Jewish people there was not a prophet like Moses, like Moshe, but amongst the nations there was. And who was that? That was Bilam. And two lines later, it says, "Lechol Hayad HaChazakah." And for all the great might and awesome power that Moshe displayed before of Israel, le'enei kol b'nei Yisrael. Rashi explains there that what did Moshe do that he's praised for? It says refers to the fact that his heart inspired him to shatter the tablets before their eyes. It is said, "And I broke them before your eyes." And the opinion of the Holy One, blessed be He, regarding this action, agreed with his opinion, as it stated that God said of the tablets, "Asher Shibarta," which you have broken, which implies, "May your strength be fitting, Yeshar," as an expression of thanks and congratulations because you have broken them. So we see that at the end of the Torah, we see this idea that Moshe is no other Navi, no other prophet arose equal to Moshe in the Jewish people. But Bilam there was. And then two lines later, we see this idea of the breaking of the tablets, that what stood out was Moshe's act of doing something that he felt without consulting, he did on his own, was the breaking of the tablets. And that's something that Hashem said, "Moshe, you did right. You did good, Yasher Koach." So the question is, how do these connect? How does the breaking of the tablets connect? So one thing that we do see is what is the idea of the breaking of the tablets is that the first set of tablets was completely divinely inspired. And it explains that if we would have accepted the tablets properly, we would have connected to God in a way of perfection, that there would be nothing lacking. It would be a perfect transmission and reception, and everything would be perfectly aligned. The Jewish people at the time had attained a level of where there would be no more death. It was almost like pre the sin of Adam. And then what happens is that for whatever reason, it was not something that the idea of the revelation and everything else that was experienced did not become fully integrated into the Jewish people, hence the sin of the golden calf. And at that point, Moshe says, we can't have this. There's something flawed here, and breaks the tablets. And so what's created as an outgrowth of that is what I would say is called fragmentation. The idea is that things no longer were fitting perfectly anymore. There was really things were broken and separated, and there was no connectivity and uniformity that existed prior to this event. And so, but from that point in time, we today, and from that time, are constantly working back towards that place that the Jewish people had attained for a moment, that flash of light, of inspiration, where things were in a perfect state for a moment, but was not really something that had legs, so to speak. And so therefore, when Moshe breaks the luchot, it begins a path of where we need to pick up the pieces, so to speak, to work towards coming back to that place of where things are completely integrated. And that's been going on since then. Now, what's interesting is it's Bilam HaRasha in this week's parsha that in his prophecy, he prophesizes about Mashiach. He prophesizes about the future of where the Jewish people will arise and will become, in a sense, will return to this lofty state. So it's and what's the difference though between a Bilam and a Moshe? So it's the beginning of Vayikra. We have this small little aleph when it says Vayikra el Moshe. Lord, Hashem spoke to Moses or called to Moshe. Rashi there says that every time that God would call out to Moshe, it was with Vayikra, with a calling. But that calling was with a warmth, with a sweetness, Lashon Chiba. And so, whereas the other prophets of the world, i.e. Bilam, it was Vayakar, without the Aleph. Almost as Rashi says, Shenema, Vayakar Elokim El Bilam. Vayakar, in a way of it's not a permanence. It lacks a permanence. There's a lack of warmth there. So it's true that Bilam was able to attain a lofty level of connecting to God and to understand or to hear God's message on this very high level of prophecy, but there was a lack of, I would say, warmth and relationship that was there. And so that also, but this idea of Vayakar and the idea also, it says that Bilam was able to connect to God, but he was able to understand when God got angry, the rega, the moment. And so in a simple level, the way that he got his prophecy and the way that he saw or understood the world was that of moments, of a lack of connectivity, lack of synchronicity, of things being connected. And so on one hand, Moshe creates a situation of fragmentation, but at the same time, the question is, where are we going? And so the idea, the long-term goal, and what we're working towards is creating and looking at things as they are unified. The idea of Hashem Echad, when we'd say the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, that oneness is the idea of integration of things being completely connected. And so here in this parsha, we're going in different directions, where Moshe is coming from one direction and Bilam is in the other direction. Moshe creates the fragmentation, but only because it was necessary to then come back to create a continuity, a connection. And that's what we're working towards. That when you see a Chet HaEgel and you see that you can't, there's a lack there, there's something missing. So now we have to go backwards. We have to go to fragmentation to come back to the oneness. Bilam lived in the world of fragmentation. He only saw moments. He didn't see the connectivity. God spoke to him, but it was only vayakar. It was only in a temporary way. And so, but the takeaway is, as we enter into the seven, into the 3 weeks, and the time of where we suffered, and it's a time of where historically we've had difficulties between the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av in these 3 weeks, It's a time when we, the outgrowth of the lack of connectivity, the lack of uniformity, of unity, not uniformity, but unity, is really what caused all this difficulty. And so ultimately, what we're trying to work towards is to bring things back together. And that, if you look at the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos in Mishnah 19, where the Mishnah contrasts the students of Avram and the students of Bilam. And ultimately, and beautiful, the Yachin Boaz says, why does it compare to Avram as opposed to Moshe? If Moshe and Bilam are always the ones that are being compared. And so he says, you know why Avram? Because Avram is Av HaMongoyim. It's not limited to the Jewish people. Anybody can have these attributes to be a student of Avram. So it's not limited. But the idea is, what is a student of Avram? You should have an Ayin Tova, good eye, humble spirit, and moderate appetite. The idea is that a person who follows in these ways ultimately will be a student of Avram and will be rewarded in the world to come. And so therefore, what we should work on in this time is to have an Ayin Tova, to look at things in a positive way, to look at others and look at ourselves in a positive way, to be humble, and ultimately also to be balanced, right? So the idea of nefesh shefela is to have a balanced, a moderate appetite, but so that we should ultimately work on these things, to be humble, to see things in a positive way, and in that way we'll be able to then become much more connected, and to be able to ultimately connect and bring unification, a yichud and achdus, to the Jewish people and to the oneness of Hashem, and then ultimately we'll be zochet to see the coming of Mashiach b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.